Well, I'm sticking to the three-slide rule here, so I have only three slides for 5 minutes presentation, so let me see if I can do it. Two essential management considerations for dry land cropping systems are improving the input use efficiency and decreasing the cost of production. When we look at the, do you have a pointer? When we look at the eastern New Mexico, the annual precipitation is often less than 400 millimeters. In this low precipitation zone, the risk associated with the crop failure is very high, and therefore the supplementation of external expansive fertilizers can be very risky. So in the scenario where we have a manure strip where we have this and application in the manure strip can save up to 60% on application and transportation costs. We conducted an experiment at Agriculture Science Center, Tukim Kerry, on Canis sandy loam. We used a Fulton and 24 tons per hectare manure application and control, either applied to surface application or incorporated at 15 centimeters. When we look at the results here, which is my next slide, the incorporation method at 15 centimeters increased nitrate nitrogen when compared to corresponding surface application. And also in phosphorus is a similar trend. We can see the incorporation method increases the also in phosphorus compared to its corresponding surface application. When you take the 24 tons where you have the higher nitrate nitrogen and the higher also in phosphorus compared to its corresponding 12 tons per hectare application. And when you look at the yield characteristics, manure treatment has a significant effect on biomass and grain yield. When you look closer to the numbers here, the incorporation at 15 centimeters increased the grain yield by about 1,500 to 2,000 kilograms per hectare, whereas the rate application here, 24 tons application increased the grain yield compared to 12 ton application here in the surface application and the surface method, whereas in the incorporation method there is no significant difference. So when we look at the grain water use efficiency, we measure the total water use. The total water use is not significantly different from all these treatments, but whatever the difference you see here is from the grain yield increase. So if we can look at the incorporation method at 15 centimeters, it increased the grain water use efficiency compared to its corresponding surface application, and 24 tons, as you observe here in the grain, in the surface application, there is a significant difference between the 12-ton and 24-ton, whereas the incorporation, there is no significant difference. So it's a kind of snapshot that what we have here. And to summarize the results here, the higher manure rate with the 15 centimeters incorporation method maximizes the nitrate, nitrogen, also phosphorus, yield characteristics, and water use efficiency. However, the maximization is not the indication of optimization. There is a separate analysis that need to be conducted to recommend the optimum manure rate. We have the biggest thing here is saving the economic cost. And if you are under dryland systems, that's the most important thing. If you can apply the manure to the only strip-till area, that can save up to 50% on your application and the transportation costs. However, there is the biggest limitation on equipment. There's a potential patent opportunity here. We don't have any equipment that is available in the market to apply the manure to the strip till area. So with this, I wrap up, and if you have any questions. Being at the end, I have advantage of taking more questions, right? Yeah. But any questions? Yes, sir. Lack of difference between what?
See, the yield difference wasn't significant between 12 grams or 24, or 12 or 20 or 24.
In the incorporation,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we think there is a small rainfall event, there are a lot of them actually, and that might be caused by, you know, the small rainfall events, even if 6 inches, not much actually. So it might have increased the retention capacity a little bit more. So we didn't see a lot of difference there, in the significant actually. We see a little bit. But it's a tremendous difference between incorporation and surface application. That's an important point here. And the water efficiency is increased tremendously with the incorporation. Yes, sir?
What is the strip till?
It's exactly. Well, I don't.
Well,
we don't have equipment to do that. We did that with the hand, but that's one of the patent opportunities here. Well, the strip application, we don't have any crew equipment right now. We did with the hand. With the buckets. But one of the things is we cut the amount of manure to be applied by almost 60%. Okay, it may not be, when we look into the organic amendment perspective, you know, you think, why we have to do that? But if the manure source is, say, about 10-20 miles away from the actual point of application, it will put a lot of it takes a lot of money to transport that material and application costs and all that accumulate to inflate the economic cost. So under dryland systems, with the risk associated with it, we don't want to put too much money in there. So we want to minimize the cost as low as possible so that, you know, it will be more economically viable option.
What is
that? It's a dry material. So that's the place where I see the water use efficiency kicks in. You know, it's like a sponge material. It can absorb and increase the retention time. So that's one of the things.
So how deep was the slot in the strip?
It's about 12 to 14 inches strip.
How deep? How far down?
Say about 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches.
That's 14 inches wide?
40 inches wide, correct. And as you see here, there it is. We apply it to the only this strip, and we leave this. So when you calculate the manure, we are actually, even though it's a 12 ton, we are only applying maybe 40% of that. In this strip.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing. But if you, if your source is right there and the manure source is right there, what is the point of doing it, right? I mean, we can apply more manure. That's not a problem.
What's the plant you have shown in the picture?
This one? Grain sorghum. Yeah, we. I don't see the clear demarcation here because it's taken later in the season. But
what did you use the planting machine?
The planting machine?
Yeah, just standard planter.
Well, strip till planter, actually.
Strip till planter.
Yes. The spacing was 30-inch spacing here. So that's where he is. This row to row is 30 inches, which is 75 centimeters. It's always tricky, you know, when we convert this in from the English units to the metric units, and I keep losing that. So 30 centimeters here and 45 centimeters, you know, we don't do anything. We don't apply manure here, but we apply the strip here. That's what I'm looking at this point, and that will be beneficial. And strip till has been shown very viable method to conserve the water. So why not developing the infrastructure for that specific to strip till management practice? So
I work a lot with strip till.
Yes, sir. Okay. And you know what it's like.
Very effective.
Well, I wish I wanted to go for a, you know, full presentation, but I wanted to try the 5 minutes presentation, how it works, if I can make it. In fact, I missed so much introductory remarks, but it was okay.
Very good.